Shalom to all. Today we're going to start with Vachem Perkei Dalad Mishnah Mishnevav. And today's Mishnah is bringing learned Mischos Esther Bas Rachel. She should be zechut to find Yerzim Kogon Bikar of Mamish. And we're discussing the historical progression of where certain karbanos were brought and where they were allowed to be eaten. And we had learned that before the Mishkan was established in the Midbar, we're allowed to bring karbanos on private mizbechas, that's called a bama. However, once the Mishkan was built, karbanos were only allowed to be brought in the Mishkan. Mishnah continues this by saying Bola Gilgal. Once they came to Gilgal, this is after the nation entered Eretz Yisrael, there wasn't a permanent Mishkan set up. They just took the Mishkan from the Midbar and set it up in this place called Gilgal. So when they came there, Vahutra Bamais, they once again went back to the Heter of Bamais. The private Karbanos were allowed to be brought on private Mizbechais. And Kachim Kachim Nechon Lefim and Aklaim. Kachim Kachim, they had to be eaten within the curtains of the Mishkan in Gilgal. And Kachim Kalim, B'chol Makam, Kachim Kalim could be eaten anywhere. Moving on to Mishnah Vav, Baal Shiloh. Once I came to Shiloh, this was where a semi permanent Mishkan was built and it stayed there for 369 years. So Nesra Bamais, now they became an Isra Bamais. That's because there's a pasuk that tells us, Kiloi because we have not yet come to the Menucha and to the Nachla. Menucha is referring to the Mishkan and Shiloi. So we see that once we're there, once we have a Mishkan established there, Bamais are Aser. Now, what is this Mishkan and Shiloi? Loi Hayosham Tikra, there wasn't a roof. It still was like the old Mishkan that had curtains over the top of it. Elabayas Shalavan Milmaton, Virias Milmalon, below the bottom, meaning the structure itself, that was made out of stone. That's as we had said, it was semi permanent, but there were Urias, there were these curtains on the top, that was the covering. And Vihihaisa Menucha, that is the menucha that we just said in the pasuk. Kiloi vasa ma'ata ela menucha. So that's referring to menucha, and there's no heter bamos at this point in time. And what was the din? Kachim kachim nechal lefnim la'klaim. Kachim kachim are eaten within the curtains. And kachim kalim and ma'aser sheni b'chal haraya. Kachim kalim and ma'aser sheni are eaten within viewing distance, within seeing distance of Shiloi. Remember when we had the Mishkan in the Midbar, kachim kalim were allowed to be eaten throughout all of Machane Yisrael, throughout the entire camp. But over here, Am Yisrael wasn't arranged in camps; they were scattered throughout Eretz Yisrael. So the din is that you could eat kachim kalim within viewing distance of the Mishkan and Shiloi, and we also throw in Ma'aser Sheni over here, only once we're in Eretz Yisrael, and we're established with a set Mishkan, that's Mishkan and Shiloi, is there a Chiyuv of Ma'aser Sheni? And there as well, you're only allowed to eat Ma'aser Sheni within viewing distance of the Mishkan and Shiloi. We're going to stop here for the day, and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Zayin and Ches, continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.